Hi, my name is Stephanie, and I want to welcome you to the Finance Diaries. This podcast serves to help educate you on personal finance topics that you just didn't learn in school, that your friends and family don't really talk about, and that is quite frankly treated like it's a secret. You could even say a secret diary. I'm here to unlock and to give you the key to this knowledge that has been hidden away from you. Welcome to the Finance Diaries. I want to start off my very first podcast today by talking to you about what we need to unlearn about finances. And I know that sounds weird, but there are things that we do learn, both consciously and subconsciously, that we need to unlearn to be able to have a better relationship with money and our finances. So the first thing that I want to talk to you about is, I'm going to bring it up this way. Let's do an either or statement. Tell me out loud, even though I can't hear you, which one it is that you heard more growing up. Did you hear, do what makes you happy and the money will follow? Or did you hear that if you work really hard in school and get good grades, that you'll get into a good university? If you get into a good university and you work really hard there and get good grades, you'll graduate and get a good job. And if you get a good job, you'll be able to find the perfect partner, buy a nice house, and have 2.2 kids in your white picket fence, and you'll work, and then at 65 you get to retire and enjoy your pension and your retirement. You probably heard the second statement more often than you heard the first one. And in this, you're not really being encouraged to follow your passions and your dreams. You're not being encouraged to consider trade school or a career program or starting your own business or becoming a tattoo artist or a florist. And that's not because your parents had bad intentions. I want to squash that right there. I want to take you back a bit. Let's say when your parents were growing up, or when your grandparents were growing up, or your great-grandparents. These ancestors of yours lived through tremendous times. They lived through wars and famine and conscription, rations. They lived through work weeks that didn't really end, slave wages and slave labor. They didn't have anything like the 40-hour work week like we have now. And in those times, the best thing that you could do for yourself and the best key to success in getting out of that was a university degree. It was the option of being able to get yourself out of all of these terrible situations. So I want you to understand that your parents and your grandparents and everyone that came before you, they don't mean badly when they tell you not to follow your dreams, when they tell you to be a doctor or a lawyer. It's because to them, that was a safety, the key to safety. And that's what permitted them to be able to give you the opportunities that you have today, because maybe they made certain sacrifices and that's what they want you to do, is to be successful. So reframe that. Understand that all of these people mean well, and that what you need to do for yourself is to be happy and figure out how the money will follow. Do the thing that makes you happy and then figure out how to monetize it. The next thing I want to talk about is also something that we learn from our parents that we might have learned on TV or at school or all these different things. It's the fact that the concept that money is limited. And money is not limited, in truth. If you think about it, is there any limit to how much money a single person can have? How many billionaires do we have in the world? Is there a certain cap of how many billionaires we can have? No, there isn't. That's because money is not limited. The money you currently have could be limited, yes, but that doesn't mean that money is limited. Now, how does this play out? It plays out in a few different ways. You might have gotten this concept of money being limited in your mind by hearing things like, I can't afford that right now. I don't have the money for that. This is too expensive. Or anything that revolved around some sort of negative thing about money. And then we also probably heard the, oh, look at that guy in his expensive car. And, you know, with a negative connotation to it. And that made us not only have the thought that money is limited, but also have a negative opinion towards money. So what does this all mean? This ties into a lot of things that we realize subconsciously that we do. Let's say, for example, your best friend started a new business and got $5 million from this business in revenue. And they were able to to do all kinds of different things with this money. They got themselves a new car. They bought an income property. Maybe they paid off their mortgage or whatever it is, and they're really happy about it. And they tell you about it all excited, but the first thing that you could think of is that you're jealous. Without even thinking about it on purpose, the first thing is you're like, damn, I want that. But what is saying that there's anything at all preventing you from achieving this for yourself? Does the fact that this person has money in any way impact your ability to have money? Is there anything that they did that you couldn't also do? Maybe you can't do exactly what they did, but you could do something similar. There is really nothing that's preventing you there. Money is unlimited. The opportunities are unlimited. And of course, I understand that there are different circumstances in our lives that at the get-go put us in different situations. But what I'm trying to say is that there is no limit to how much money a person can have. And when we think of money in a more positive way and we realign how we talk about it, then our subconscious will be impacted. When we think about money and we say, instead of saying something like, well, I'm too poor for that right now, you could say something like, that's not aligned with my financial goals at the moment, and that's not something I can do right now. Or anything like, I'm saving my money, and anything that would really just take away the negativity about not having that money in your present time. And when we start to shift these ways that we talk and we think about money, then the next time that your friend tells you about some big promotion they got or a big salary increase or whatever it is, you'll realize that you should be just as happy for them now as you would expect them to be happy for you when it's your time to achieve your milestones. So it's very important that we reframe how we think about money so that it's not so negative, and that we're able to celebrate people coming into money and people having nice things and people being able to achieve a lot and realize that our time has just not come yet. This ties into my next topic, and I heard this on a podcast by Catherine Zenkina, and what she said in it was at first shocking to me, and then I realized how completely true it is. We are conditioned, and we realize in our lives something that at one point debt is inevitable. We end up with debt of some sort. And this debt can be completely causeless, or it can be for a very good reason. So when I say causeless, I say maybe running up your credit card every single month for things that you can't even remember buying or something like that. But when I want to talk about debt, I want to talk about how debt is a positive thing that you should be thankful and grateful for. And I know that sounds crazy, but let me just explain why. Debt is something that is giving you a tool that you would not have. So let's say, for example, you have a tremendous amount of student debt. I'm assuming that the amount of student debt that you have is because you had no other way of paying for school. So essentially, the student debt that you took on gave you the keys, it was the tool for you to be able to get an education that you would not have otherwise been able to afford. And maybe that got you the job you wanted, or it got you somewhere, you met someone that it ended up being the right opportunity, and it might have led to something else, but that's really where you needed to be in that moment. And you could say the same about your mortgage. Instead of saying, oh, damn, I have to pay my mortgage right now, why don't you think, wow, this is amazing. Someone lent me money so that I could live in this beautiful place. Or someone lent me money so that I could have an income property and get people to pay me rent, and that I could make money from that. So when we think about debt in a positive way, and we see it as a tool, and we understand that it is giving us permission to be able to do something that we wouldn't otherwise be able to do, then that really changes things. And on top of that, when we think about interest, you're probably thinking like, okay, yeah, that's annoying. Like, interest is really annoying, whatever, I don't care. Well, Interest is giving people other than yourself the ability to accessing these kinds of things that you also got to access. So maybe your neighbor gets to go to school because you paid interest, and now the student loan companies can afford to give a student loan to your neighbor or someone that lives down the street or someone that you don't know. So when you're paying back this interest, you're paying to help others have the same opportunity as you. And say what you want about how interest is too high or all these different things, but can you at least agree with me that when we think about debt as being something more positive and less negative, then we're able to be more thankful for what we have in front of us. And we can see it as an opportunity rather than something that's just draining us. So when we rethink our framework and we unlearn these things that we've learned about money, we'll have a better perspective going into things that's just positive and that is geared towards our own happiness, but then also the greater collective of everyone. When you do things that you're happy about and that you're good at, people will enjoy whatever it is. Maybe you want to do tattoos and you don't want to go to university. Well, you're helping other people because they're getting to benefit from your great work. When we stop talking about how money is limited and we think about more how it's unlimited, it makes us see more opportunity and it makes us understand that opportunities are not limited and that we shouldn't limit ourselves. And when we are thankful for what we have, that is just a really wonderful thing because we are not focusing on what we don't have. Instead, we're focusing on all the gratefulness that we have for the things that we do have. And those are the basis of a really strong financial future for yourself when you're able to do all of these three things. So thank you for tuning in to my very first podcast. I can't wait to have many more. And leave me some comments or reviews. I would really appreciate it, and talk soon.